Welcome to A Few Goldilocks Bears Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things we love, things that we hate, and things in the middle. This could be things that we're indifferent about, that we're ambivalent about, that we're on the fence about. These are the gray areas of life. These are the things that aren't in the black and white, that they don't maintain to your precious polar opposites.
I am Vincent Cloud.
I'm John Nimitz.
And I'm David Lauer.
And before we get into all our lovely topics, let's talk about our old lovely topics in a segment called the Dacia Fuse. Go ahead, John.
Oh, here's one I'm going to dig up from the long forgotten past. The Oscars. It just was aired recently. You guys watch it?
No.
I did not.
Oh, well.
I looked at like the Best Picture nominees, and I'm like, I've seen 0% of these movies. So just took the year off.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird year with the writer's strike and everything. Wait, writers and actors, right? So,
yeah.
You know, like, was it last year we had Barbenheimer, and this year, like, nothing made, you know, that much news. No slaps, no big anything like that.
No slaps.
Conan was the host. He did a good job, I thought, as he always does. I was disappointed they didn't have more of a David Lynch tribute. Like, he was definitely in memoriam, but like not really like much more than any of the other big names. But Laura Dern and Isabella Rossellini were sitting next to each other, which I imagine was in his honor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch all the Best Picture nominees this year like I did last year. Just because like they weren't as easy to find for some reason. Like a lot of them just weren't even out on streaming yet, it seemed like. So I definitely, I don't know, what was it earlier this year too? It didn't feel the same this year as it has in past years, I guess. I don't know what it is.
It didn't slap, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Smith won't return for like another 9 years, I think. I think he's banned for 10, something like that. And I'm sure Chris Rock is just counting down the days. He's like, oh no, not again. Like, you know, Chris Rock, he could just not go in 10 years. All right.
No, he's got to go.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but it was cool to see Adrian Brody winning. Like, I remember when he won for The Pianist, and now he's a brutalist? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's about, like, World War II, and this movie's about World War II, and, yeah, crazy, yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely similarly
themetastic.
What are words? did you watch any of the winners, like Anora, One Big, any of the other ones?
No, but I am, just in terms of the winners, like, the Culkin kid, what's his name? Kieran Culkin. I think he's like my brother's favorite actor or something like
that.
Really? He's like, dude, you got to watch Igby Goes Down. And I'm like, you got to watch Lime Life with his brother, Rory Culkin. I'm a Rory guy over here. So our house is divided.
Oh, man.
The Cloud Brothers.
Wait, I had no idea there was a Rory Culkin. I thought it was just Macaulay and Kieran.
Oh no, there's a Rory, and Rory is good. He's like, okay, so Macaulay is more like, hey, I'm in big movies, I make you laugh or whatever. Kieran, what I've seen, he's more sly, he's more funny. Rory is more like downtrodden. He does the more depressing movies where like his characters are psychologically damaged. Yeah, they're all talented though. Yeah. Sweet. I actually was my deja vu was going to do with the Oscars as well. So should I just get it out of the way or and come up with a
Yeah,
new
might as
one?
well.
All right, so I mentioned before like how best supporting actor is my favorite category because roles are written way better for men than women in general, and then within those roles, you have a lead actor, but that's always like the boring shit. You're just like the straight man, you're the love interest or whatever, but it's the supporting. You could be a villain, you could be funny, all that shit, right? So I finally watched Murder Inc. because Peter Falk, who played Columbo, you guys know about him?
Yeah.
He was nominated for that movie. And I watched it, and he's so good. He's like this murderous gangster. And even though he's a smaller man, like he commands the room. Like you get fucking freaked out when he's around because he's nice and he's charismatic, but he will fucking stab you. He'll shoot you. But like the whole movie is about him getting talked down to, even though he's like, you bring me here, I'm a killer, like what do you want me to do? And there it's like an organized crime where they're like, listen, Peter Falk, you run this neighborhood, that's quaint, but we're gonna hire you to do some of our bigger murders. So like they're just talking down to him, and he just kind of takes it sometimes, and sometimes he snaps. But yeah, if you like Columbo, if you like Peter Falk, it's an amazing performance. He's in every single scene and up to the midpoint of the movie where it's like, dude, this guy's lead actor. But then it's based on a real movie where like the organized crime is taken down. So the rest of the movie is just lawyers and federal agents talking about like, oh, we got to do something about this. And he has like maybe three scenes in the second half, but they're all amazing. And he's so damn good. And I'm glad he got nominated. I'd like to know if he should have won because I don't know who beat him in that one, but yeah.
Oh,
Recommend
nice.
Murder Inc.
Oh, man. I just watched him in The In-Laws. It's him and Alan Arkin. It's really good. Like, Peter Falk plays like the his son is marrying Alan Arkin's daughter, and they, those two get tangled up together, and he is claiming to be like a CIA guy and like kind of getting Alan Arkin roped into all these weird like kind of semi-criminal activities, and it's very fun watch because they kind of both switch off between like who's being the straight man and who's being like the kind of the wacky guy given based on whatever the situation is. It's really good.
Cool. Dave, you know who Peter Falk is, right? Do you give a Falk? No?
Oh,
No, I give zero falks.
You've seen Princess Bride, right?
Yeah.
He's the old man reading the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I've seen him in that, but I guess I don't really know him in anything else. I really have nothing to say.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever played a villain before, and I think this was like his first movie. Like he came out of the gates and he was great. Like he makes that movie. The movie itself, it's like, why are you focusing on these actors and these characters? But yeah. You get to see him do like so many facets of emotions and stuff. Like even though he's the killer, like he's getting embarrassed, he's getting talked down to. He's getting snubbed and stuff like that. And then you see him frightened because like they want to try and kill him. And oh, it's an amazing performance. Recommend the movie. Should we get the show started though?
Let
Dave?
us do so.
Go ahead, Dave.
I want to talk about something I love, and I love Super Bowl commercials. Super Bowl commercial, like watching the football game is always fun, but then you have the halftime show, which is cool, and then you have all the commercials. So it makes watching the Super Bowl kind of difficult because you're like, normally during the commercials, go get some food, go to the bathroom, go stretch your legs a little bit. But when the Super Bowl is on, I'm more inclined to like, okay, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom and get food while the game is on because I don't want to miss the commercials. Like, depending on who's playing. But I love the Super Bowl commercials. They're great. There's a million of them. I forget basically all of the brands. Like, I'm not gonna actually buy their products because I don't remember like what they're trying to sell me. All I know is when I'm watching them, I enjoy them. So I'm not like a great target audience for advertisers because I just forget everything. But like they had a Jeep commercial with Harrison Ford in it. And like it was like a minute and a half long commercial. It was really good. And Harrison Ford is just like talking about Jeeps and how great they are. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, my wife owned a Jeep and it was not good at all. It was just a terrible vehicle. But whatever, Harrison, keep saying your thing. And then at the end, it's like they kind of like the joke of like, my name is Harrison Ford, but I'm not advertising Ford. I'm advertising Jeep. So it was a really good commercial. But I guess even though I love Super Bowl commercials, I have a complaint and I want to complain about this is if all of these companies have such good commercials and such good advertising departments, why do they only release something good once a year? Like, while the rest of the year, we got to watch all these crappy commercials that aren't any good. Like, I get that you're not going to have like the money to splurge on the CGI and like the big cameos of all the big name actors, but like the writing and the comedy in a lot of these and like the emotion, like, 'cause some of them are going for comedy and laughs and some are going for emotion. And like they do so many different styles of commercials and they really do a lot of it well, but it's like we only see it once a year. And I wish we got to see good commercials all year long, because it's like most of the time I mute it and I'm just bored of the commercials. They're just like half the time, like on TV you get good commercials, but like if you're watching like YouTube or something, half the commercials on YouTube is just like someone talking into their phone and they're just staring at their phone and they're like acting like they're an influencer, like telling you to buy a product. And I'm like, this is the laziest form of advertising. Like, come on, like give me something good. Give me something to enjoy. So what do you guys think about commercials and Super Bowl commercials?
Well, just to address your complaint, like it feels like the only companies that make an effort to make like humorous, memorable commercials are like insurance companies. And then that makes me mad because I'm like, maybe if you didn't spend so much money advertising, my fucking insurance rates wouldn't be so expensive. So, like, those always kind of backfire on me, where I'm like, I just want a company that is focusing on the insurance.
For sure.
In general, though, like, I've always been someone more likely to go to the bathroom during the game than during the commercials, because I did always enjoy the extra effort in the commercials. I think my favorite that I saw this year was Eugene Levy's eyebrows. And again, I don't remember what the product was or what they were advertising, but I do remember his eyebrows flying around. I actually, in preparation, I just searched for like what are the best commercials of all time, because like some of them I remember, like all the Budweiser ones, like the Budweiser frogs and that stuff. But I was surprised, like some of these, like just commercials that are like iconic or just parodied over time were originally Super Bowl commercials. So like that Apple commercial where there's like all the people dressed in like the same clothes and they throw this thing at the screen or whatever, that like famous one from the 80s. Like apparently that was a Super Bowl commercial.
I remember seeing that one. Yeah, I guess a lot of them do. Their origin is from the Super Bowl, And then they kind of branch off and do like kind of spin-off commercials.
Yeah, and the Coca-Cola one with Mean Joe Green, where he throws the kid his jersey, apparently was a Super Bowl commercial. Like a bunch of the Snickers ones with like Betty White and stuff. Apparently those started at the Super Bowl. Like some of the Old Spice ones that were always really funny. Same.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, we get funny commercials outside of this. I think, what was it? I was trying to think of it because I looked at like all the official Super Bowl commercials of the NFL, and they put them all together in one video. So I was just watching them, and I'm like, yeah, they try and be funnier. There's a lot more celebrities and stuff like that. But like, it's just not the same anymore because I think my thing was the movies. They would always show awesome trailers. Like I didn't even know this was gonna be a movie. Like I think The Matrix premiered on the Super Bowl, and I was like, whoa, that looks pretty cool. But now it's like, well, I know what movies are in production, you know, and I don't watch movies anymore. So like all that magic is gone. So then you're just left with the products and like they'll show a Ford commercial and better be entertaining, but I'm not going to go out and buy one. Yeah, it's so odd. Like I definitely don't get as excited for the commercials as much as I was when I was a kid.
And like the modern ones, I feel like some of them are just like, oh, here's a famous person, and isn't it so funny that this famous person is in this commercial? Like the Ben Affleck in the Dunkin' Donuts commercial, and like this year the Matt Damon being what's his name? Beckham's brother. Or whatever in a commercial, like they were funny, but it's just like it just feels like they're telling you, like, can you believe we got these guys to be in this commercial? Isn't that crazy?
The other thing is like I started to think about SNL. You know, that's where you get like a big name celebrity to be in something funny and creative.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it's like we kind of get that all the time with SNL. So I don't know, it's something. And then all the crazy videos that you watch on TikTok or on YouTube, that's all in the vein of Super Bowl commercials. You know, they're trying to be zany and weird and put weird things out there. And so, yeah, it's just not the same. I did really like them.
Actually, now that I think about it, I didn't pay attention to the entire Super Bowl this year, but wasn't there like a lead up to like, hey, we're asking fans to create like a Doritos commercial or something like that? And then I don't remember that being as part of the Super Bowl. Looking back, thinking about it now.
That
What do you
sounds
mean?
vaguely familiar, but I don't remember hearing anything about that.
Well, do you remember the Doritos ad that did air? It's okay. I thought it was okay. I thought it was mid, y'all. So this guy's in his room, and then a beam of light, like from a UFO, snatches onto his Doritos and is trying to pull it. And he's like, "Well, no!" And he grabs it, and then he's getting like whipped around by the beam, and then finally he lets go of the bag. The bag goes into the spaceship, and the spaceship explodes in half. I'm like, "Okay, cool, but why?" That has, you know, like, oh, randomness or something like that. But it just did not land with me. I think again, it's like all the randomness. I go to TikTok to see that. You know, it's just. Super Bowl used to be the place to go to, and now it's just not.
What, like one other kind of commercial that I do like, I like, but I also hate, is where you're just seeing like a couple people interacting, and there's like some song playing in the background, and you have no idea what they're advertising. And you're like, well, they kind of zoomed in on her pants. Are they selling pants? Is this a Levi commercial? And then you're like, oh, they're pouring a drink. I bet it's it, no, they're not advertising that. And then you're like, oh, someone's driving in a car. No. And then yeah, then it's like a prescription commercial or an insurance commercial. And you're like, oh, damn it. I was really enjoying the commercial, but then you see like what the advertiser what the company is, and you're like, oh, no, I don't like it.
Man.
Then you realize it's just fueling capitalism.
Yeah.
I also get annoyed with how the music it can be so sad that like get ready to get really super sad for like 30 seconds so we could sell you a product. And that after a while it gets annoying because like you have this beautiful piano and it's for some product where you're like, oh, that sucks. Like I'm glad to hear the piano, but you just don't trust it. You know, you kind of like put your guards up. You're like, what are you trying to sell? Yeah, you're very pretty. You know, you're basically a prostitute. What are you selling? I don't want it. You know?
I just always think
Yeah.
of Dumb and Dumber, where they're like crying watching TV, and it's
Yeah.
a phone, t a commercial for the phone company.
I know, like, during the NFL draft, like 4 or 5 years ago, for whatever reason, like, the metrics told all the advertisers that, like, invoking someone's emotions and, like, doing something really sad was a good commercial. And it helps you sell. So, like, I was watching the NFL draft, and you're watching like all these college athletes like get picked to play in the NFL, and they're gonna make millions of dollars. They're all super happy, and then they would cut to the commercials, and it's all just people with cancer that are gonna die. Like, all these people are just sobbing and like crying over these like. And all the advertisements, like, even if it was about something like happy and enjoyable, or just something that was like. Just Tide Pods, like laundry detergent. They somehow made it a sad commercial. And it was just like, why are they all doing this? Like, it's such a bummer. Like, anytime they cut to commercial, I just gotta be like, mute, not listening.
Little Timmy ate a pod Tide Pod, and now he's dead.
You know, he'll never play cornerback in the NFL.
Segue challenge.
We'll have our next topic right after these messages.
Right. Well, go ahead, John.
All right. I hate when you forget something you were going to do. And this typically happens to me in two main scenarios. The first being in real life, I like go to a different room and then I'm like, why am I here? Like,
Who am I?
what was my purpose? What is my purpose? And then the second is like, I unlock my phone, and then like I'll get usually it's like I get distracted by some notification, and then like I'll deal with that, and then like look at something else, and then like open up a third app and fuck around on that for a while, and then I put my phone back down and I'm like, shit, I never did like the thing that I like opened up my phone for. Which is annoying, but definitely I've also like unlocked my phone and then been like, what am I doing? Like, why do I need my phone? And I want to say it's because I'm getting old, but like I've had this forever. Like, just maybe more often now, but it's definitely a thing that I've always had where you just all of a sudden like have you definitely started out with like a strong goal in mind, but you it just fades away for some reason.
Is this like important stuff or it could just be anything?
It's usually not super important, no. I don't know, like I was gonna look at like how long is it supposed to still be snowing or something. So then I like unlock my phone and then I never get around to opening the weather app.
And then you end up getting snowed in, and oh man, it's an awful chain of events.
Yeah, haven't been able to leave my house since Tuesday.
I'm trying to think like forgetting so I know what happens for sure, you know. And that's but like I write a lot of things down and I again like that visual reminder I really enjoy. So I think I take care of that. as much as I can, just for writing things down all the time. So that doesn't happen too often. What about you, Dave?
I feel like this used to happen to me a lot, but I've kind of like trained myself to like work around my own deficiencies where like if I think of something, like I just do it right then. I can't be like, oh yeah, I should do that. I need to like if I think like, oh, I need to go to the freezer and take something out and thaw it, like I gotta do that right now because I'm not gonna remember that in 20 minutes. Like when because normally it'd be like, well, just get up in 20 minutes whenever the show I'm watching is over, and then I'll go do that thing. So it's like if I think of something, I got to do it right then and there. But like that backfires a lot because it, like, if you're kind of ADD like me, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to wash the dishes. But then as you're putting something up, you're like, oh, I have to get my coffee cup that's in my truck. So then you go out to your truck to get your coffee cup, and then you're like, oh, I have that jacket and that t-shirt in the back seat. I need to put that in the laundry. So then I go and put that in the laundry, and then I just like I'm like 5 steps removed from what I was originally going to do, all because I'm like, well, I thought of it right now. I have to do it right now, otherwise I'm going to forget. And I think everybody kind of struggles with that a little bit. And it's
Yeah,
like
so that's interesting. That's different too. Like, it's not forgetting to do something. Like in your example of like, I want to get something out from the freezer. It's not that I'm like, oh, I forgot to get that out. It's more like, I'll get up, I'll walk up to the freezer, and I'll just be like staring at the freezer blankly, like, what was I getting out of here?
yeah, like I always have the things where I'm like, I was gonna do something later and I just can't remember what it is. Like that's what I have, where it's just like, I needed to send something out in the mail, but I don't remember what it is. So like, if I think of it, I have to like do it right then, 'cause I just know future me is never gonna remember.
Do you have ADD, or is that one of those things that people say?
I just like, I think everybody has it to a certain degree. I think it's kind of like a spectrum. Like, sometimes I have it more, and then sometimes I have it less. I don't know. It's like kind of dependent on like what mood I'm in. I don't know. 'Cause some, like, if I'm really tired, I don't have the capability to like be juggling a lot of thoughts in my head, and I'm just super tired. But if I'm like highly caffeinated, and I'm like up and doing things and I'm excited, then I become like more ADD and like my personality is like a little bit different and my brain just can't process all the things I want it to process.
I wonder if there's like, like since everyone can kind of forget, but then you think about like people who eventually experience severe memory loss, like Alzheimer's and dementia, stuff like that. I wonder if there's, it starts to increase, like, yeah. Because John, you mentioned like your age. And I'm not really sure when that starts for some people. I figured it was older than 32, right, John?
Yeah, I think it's older than that, what I am right now.
I'm trying to think like any time I was really like pissed off that I forgot something. It's more like just like, oh, kind of annoyance, right?
I'd say it's more of an annoyance. And it's also just like you're having a conversation and you think of like a thing that would be good to say, and it's just not the time yet. And then like you get a lull in the conversation, like, oh shit, I had something to say here. It was super smart. Everyone was gonna think I was awesome,
I'm
and then you just can't
32.
remember.
Well, see, that's when you write things down, everybody. See, I got some notes here. And I do try and write down witty comebacks.
Shit, I just wrote down the words witty comeback.
I don't know, Segway challenge?
Oh man, I had a really good one.
Oh my God,
Shit,
the
what was
borrowers took
it?
it again, huh? All right, well, I'm going to do my indifference, or actually, no, this is more ambivalence. It's so easy to just say I'm indifferent just to mean it's in the middle, but I have strong emotions about this. So it's about steroids. I'm actually not sure if it's if is there a difference, Dave, like PEDs, is it all steroids or like testosterone, right? Like is,
I mean, PEDs is like a larger group of things, and then steroids is like a subset of it. You know, you have steroids, and then you would have like testosterone, and then like other performance enhancing drugs that would be like, I don't know, like whatever TJ Dillashaw was taking, like the or Lance Armstrong, where it was like they're making like more red blood cells to carry oxygen in their blood, and it's like not a steroid. But it's a performance enhancing drug. There's like different classifications, but like I think in the way that we're going to be talking about it, it's all kind of like performance enhancing drugs.
okay, yeah. And this enters my mind at the age of 40, where I'm like, oh yeah, all those commercials were like, your body goes to shit once you reach 40 or whatever. I'm like, oh no. And but now I'm there, and you know, I'm like, well, I have to, like, what if it does happen? Like, I'm exercising now just because I kind of have to, but I do think, like, am I not getting as much gains as I would if I was just a little bit younger? Like, is that what's going on? It's not like I'm experiencing that, but it is in my mind where I'm like, well, what if I could be doing better or something? So it isn't strictly steroids as I'm thinking, where it's like, you know, the shot in the ass. I think it's always in the ass, right? I think so. I don't know.
I mean,
That's where I would
that's
do it.
where who was it? That's where Jose Canseco was doing it in his book that he wrote.
Right. Yeah. So all these names started to pop up. But the okay, so the thing is though, with PEDs for a man who's not an athlete, it's you know, you see guys that are like The Rock and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Brock Lesnar, where they've achieved these gigantic levels of success because of their bodies, you know? This is like kind of, I mean, in a weird way, and if I only knew what women want and what they said and think,
There's a movie about that.
is this the equivalent of, you know, girls getting breast enlargements or anything like that? Because we can transform our bodies, you know?
I've heard like arguments about like the only one who thinks like Arnold Schwarzenegger was like super attractive are men, like are straight men.
But he did get popular. I'm just in general, right?
True, yeah.
A body like that draws people's attention, and it wasn't achieved naturally. So like when I think of it, where I'm like, okay, could I do this? Would I do this? You know, you hear about the bad stuff, like, you know, it's bad for your fucking heart. Like, didn't most wrestlers die from like heart disease or heart failure from steroids, Dave?
Yeah, a lot of them. Like, well, there's like Macho Man Randy Savage, but that was, I mean, he did a lot of cocaine as well,
Oh,
but
yeah.
so it's kind of hard to balance those two. But like, you know, Triple H, who's kind of like the president and kind of runs a lot of things. Like he like almost he had a lot of like serious heart issues like 5 or 6 years ago. He said he almost like died from a heart attack. And that guy, Triple H, he's never like drank ever. He's never done conventional drugs, like street drugs ever. But it's very obvious that he's taken steroids his entire life. And for him to have all of these heart problems, and only, you know, he's 50 years old, you kind of trace it back to the steroid use and the constant steroid use. I'm sure he's done it since he was 18 years old or 20 years old. And yeah, because like if you think about it makes sense. If you take steroids and you do a bunch of bicep curls, your biceps are going to get huge. Well, if you take a bunch of steroids and you're doing a bunch of cardio and your heart is beating nonstop, Your heart is going to grow like a muscle, and your heart gets larger and larger. And it's called cardiomegaly. And if your heart is too enlarged, it becomes inefficient because the chambers of the heart are no longer in proportion to what they should be, and it's not efficient at pumping blood anymore. So,
Somebody better tell the Grinch.
Oh man. Okay, but then also, there's roid rage where I'm like, I don't like being angry. Gross. I wouldn't want to do that. Bacne, fuck that. I hate facty, face acne. No, thank you. But it seems like a super serum, as in fucking celebrities. I mean, there's this doctor on YouTube, or maybe he's a quack, but he talks about steroid use. And he's like, this celebrity is clearly on a cycle right now. Like, how did they get that big at their age? Because like all those superheroes, they're all in their like 50s, late 40s, early 50s. So he's like, that's how they're being able to bulk up and stuff like that. And so when I think about that, if I were to ever try them, I would be more like Chris Cyborg from the UFC, where she's like, she did them, and but she doesn't anymore. L let's just say she doesn't, right? But she still has all the benefits of that first cycle. You know what I mean? She like, doesn't it make your bones more thicker, and like it does your body a service, right? Physically. And if you don't, like, say if I were to do it and I do one cycle and I'm like, oh shit, it took too much, but I lay off of it, and then I meet the love of my life, who's extremely shallow,
She hated you a year earlier, but now she's totally into
But like, I somehow catch the eye of some company dude who's like, dude, you look great to be, work for me and shit. All the things you could do with a great body. That pops in your head. So, anyways, what do you guys say about steroids or performance-enhancing drugs?
I don't think it works like that. I think that's like
No.
it's kind of like the person who's like, I'm just gonna do heroin one time and have a good time,
You don't get addicted, do you?
and then you get addicted. Well, with steroids it's different, but if you take like say you took them for like a month or two and you got super jacked, or you took them for 6 months, once you stop taking it, suddenly your pecs are gonna get a little saggy. And your butt's gonna get a little flabby, and you're not gonna be as pumped up as you were, and you're gonna be like, I need more. Like, I was better 2 months ago before I quit doing the juice, so I gotta get more juice. And then you're gonna find that phone number that you threw away, and you'll be like, hey man, I'll meet you behind the gym. Hook me up with some of that good stuff.
I just assumed, like, after I land my shallow woman, then I stop taking them. And she's like, what's the matter? This is not the body I fell in love with. And I'm like, hey, neither is yours, all right?
Should have
We'll
signed a
grow old
prenup.
together. Yeah, we're a couple of layabouts now. We're just gonna let ourselves go, okay? But not you. John, you were on steroids once,
Oh
right?
yeah, I mean, obviously you can tell. No, honestly, the idea of like taking steroids was like so far from my mind that I never even thought it would be like, oh, what if I took them? Like, I thought this was going to be about like, oh, what do you think it's doing to, like sports records and the MLB or, that kind of thing. Like, I never actually thought of them as something that anybody I know would ever do.
I mean, I'm not going to do them, but it's just that's what
I know,
enters
but
your
I mean, just
mind,
even as a hypothetical, it's just like, oh, that's a thing that like other like famous athletes do, or people in superhero movies, which is just so bizarre. Like when you look at like old movies and like, like the big action stars exempt, just like what used to be like a guy who was in good shape in a movie is just like, you'd have to like spend like the equivalent of a full-time job in the gym to reach that, but at least it's like attainable, and like compared to everyone today where it's like clearly just like, like unhuman or superhuman or whatever in reality to play like these superheroes on TV is Insane.
So Dave, you wouldn't touch the stuff either, eh?
I mean,
Oh,
I like no,
we got a nibble
but
here.
like maybe like I don't know. There's a lot of people who do like the testosterone replacement, and I don't feel like I'm there yet where I need that. But I could imagine that like in 10 years, like I'm like 39, so maybe when I'm 50, then maybe. But it's like I don't think I'm ever gonna have the money to afford that, and I'm definitely like I would never take it like buy some shit off the street. So it was like have to come from a doctor and be like quality stuff, but I don't think I would have the money to afford it. But I could possibly see like 10 years in the future that maybe I would want to. But I don't know, like I've gone through my entire life being like skinny with no muscle, so I'm kind of just used to it at this point. Like I could imagine like if I was like athletic and I played sports when I was younger, or I worked out at the gym a lot, and then you see other people around you doing it, you would be more inclined to be like, hey, if they're doing it, I want to do it too. Or, if you go to the gym all the time and you see all these guys who, and you're in the gym like 6 hours a day or 4 hours a day, and they're only there for two, but they seem to be like, progressing and getting bigger than you, and you'd be like, man, I got to get on what they're getting on. I don't know. I could see that. Like, I don't think it's like a horrible thing, but I think if you're taking like low to moderate amounts, it could be okay. But if you're abusing them and taking way too many, then you're gonna have like the side effects you're saying, like with the anger issues and heart problems and all that other stuff. And I mean, is it really that? Is it worth it? I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you think Arnold regrets? Do you think The Rock regrets? John Cena, you know?
No, I
No,
don't think they
the
do.
most famous popular people probably don't, but there's a lot of people who probably spent, decades on it trying to get big, trying to get famous, and never made it. And then they still have to pay the price with all the side effects we've been talking about.
And that's the show.